We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, big night tonight. Sixers got to win. LeBron was in this spot last night, and he did not win, as Jamal Murray did it again, scoring another game-winning basket, wow. This one with about 3 seconds left. LeBron, by the way, won off of a triple-double. He had 30 points. He had 11 and 9. So, you know, obviously LeBron did an awful lot last night. And let me be crystal clear. While I do not expect that he will be coming here, I do hope the Sixers will go hard after him. I mean, just imagine Tobias out and LeBron in. And the Sixers do have the cap space. But, look, that'll be a discussion for, you know, May and June. Let's hope John more June than May, though. Let's hope the Sixers actually, you know, get to May? Seltzer, is this going to be the year the Sixers actually are eliminated in
April? I didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So for more on that, grew up a Sixers fan, lifelong Sixers fan, lifelong Philly, going back to his days as the bat boy, Mr. Ruben Amar. Good morning, Rube.
Good morning.
So, I mean, do they have it in them, Ruben?
They do not.
They do not.
They don't. I saw absolutely no heart at home in a crucial game, and they played like crap. Simply as I can put it.
All right, everybody, we're out of here. Go, we're done.
Shut it down.
All right, Joe and you coming up next.
I just dropped the mic. No, I'm typically a very positive guy, but with the way they played at that last, I don't know, 30 minutes, it was just not good. It was not good sports.
Where do you stand on the Embiid thing? It was very controversial yesterday.
It was a good sports.
I like that. Not good sports.
It was
great.
I know. So, Ruben, the Embiid thing, you know, yesterday was a pretty wild day where you got a lot of people blaming him. And then you got a lot of people saying he's giving you the absolute best he can. It's not fair to ask him to do all this. By the way, no one else is doing anything. Where do you stand on the whole Embiid thing?
So I was obviously disappointed in some of the comments. And then I thought about what he said and, you know, what type of player he is and who he is. I don't know the man, but what I do know is I think he cares and I think he wants to win. I don't think there's any question about that. None. I just think that he was out of gas.
Well, that's what I think.
I think he was completely out of gas, and he really could not compete at the level that he typically competes at. And that's a tough thing to do, like when you're not able to do. And the other problem is that they have absolutely no support. He's got no support at all. I love Maxie. There's not enough support on the team, on the court, so that when he is down, when Embiid is down, they just don't have weapons to go to.
Yeah,
you got to have weapons, and they don't have them.
All right, well, look.
And he feels that, and he tries to dig in a little more and does things like stays on the court for the entire second half, and it ends up backfiring and making us a worse team when it's all said and done.
I'm just telling you, in all the years I've watched sports, and I've watched a lot of years of sports, I don't know if I've ever seen an athlete have less at the end than he did. I mean, it was like Rocky before Hollywood says, okay, he can actually still win
Donovan on the last drive of the Super Bowl, and maybe.
But I think it was more.
You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
A little bit.
A little
bit. I think it was more. Listen, it was a combination of him, one, being tired.
Donovan, by the way, ended that drive with a touchdown pass.
He did.
A lot of people forget that.
He did.
And it was like a 45-yard touchdown pass. It was a great throw to the back of the end zone.
Is that Greg Lewis?
Greg Lewis, yeah.
I think it was a combination of him being injured because he still has an injury issue. I mean, there's no question about it. And him just being out of gas. And again, no support.
All right, let's go to the phones. Big game tonight, obviously. I don't have to tell you. Game five, plus the Phils, they dropped one last night in Anaheim, the start of that series, and the Eagles, a few days removed from the NFL draft. We got a lot of audio still to get to, including some of what Jeremiah Trotter said, the senior, said yesterday when he was on with Spike and Ike in the afternoon. Let's go to the phones. Jay in Wilmington right now. Good morning, Jay.
Morning, guys. How's everybody doing today?
Doing all right, Jay.
Kind of nervous, kind of excited. You know, apprehensive, but just hopeful, Jay, they can crank it up, we'll say.
Well, I mean, you know, they might be able to pull out one more, but, you know, I called in earlier in the week and talked about no heart, and Ruben just hit the nail on the head. There's no heart to this team whatsoever. There's no support and building of this team to support Joel and Maxey throughout the entire year. I mean, it's pro basketball. Two guys cannot do it. Yeah. There's just no depth. There's no support. And, yeah, the guy's out of gas. You can't rely on one human being.
Kyle Lowry is giving more support than I expected he'd be able to give.
Clearly.
There's only so much at 38 you can contribute.
Well, the other problem, I agree with you on that, John, specifically where I think Lowry's most efficient at this point is just basic offense. Like, he can facilitate an offense, but he just can't really get you buckets.
No.
I mean, think how many games Kyle Lowry, and he's only played, 15 games for the Sixers, but he gets you 6 points a lot of times. You know, like that's – so this is where I'm going to – again, Oubre, I think, is the main guy that has to step up scoring-wise, and we know he's inconsistent.
Well, there's not enough depth and there's not enough heart. The tank's out of gas, you know, and it's not trade Joel Embiid. It's the front office doing their job, bringing in the talent to surround him throughout the year. And they've done a poor job at doing that. The last few years, they really have.
Think they're doing him any favors allowing him to just keep wearing that brace either. I do think this is a problem. The mindset that accompanies the wearing of a brace is not where he needs his mind to be for this postseason.
And, Jay, as it relates to the front office, because I agree with you, they got to do a better job. This is also, though, going to be the first time in 5 years since July of 2019, they actually have money to spend to get a real player. They have been so far over the cap ever since they committed the money to Al Horford and Tobias Harris in freaking July 1st of 2019. Okay? I'm going a whole year before the pandemic. Yeah. They have not been able to spend for a legitimate free agent for 5 years. So, like, this is Daryl Morey's first and probably last chance if he doesn't get it right. Now, that'll be an issue for in the summer. Let's see if they can win a game tonight. Jay, give me an answer here. A notable sports story that doesn't relate to the actual plane of sports.
Well, I got one, but real quick, I had two ACL replacements in the last 2 years. And in 2021, my ACL was replaced.
Yep.
And I had MCL work done. 4 months later, I rehabbed myself within 4 months. I was in Utah riding dirt bikes with my brother.
You 7'2"?
What's that? No, no.
No,
well,
but
and
that's
I'm not
his
a pro athlete.
All right, Jay, I need an answer. Sports story, not playing sports. What is it?
Not Tiger Woods. Mike Vick.
Dolph. Mike Vick. Vick's a big one for sure.
Wow.
And in the process, he kind of takes Tiger off the board. So fair enough. All right. So, John, speaking of inconsistent, because, you know, obviously we've seen a lot around here inconsistent. There's a new guy coming to town, and we covered this yesterday, but only briefly with Mekhi Becton. Who was a very heralded first-round pick of the New York Jets a couple years ago, who now 4 years into his career, about to enter year five, is going to enter it with the Eagles. Now, let me just detail for those that don't know, it's a crazy turn of events that has been his career. So year one, and he's the 11th pick in a draft, he's really, really, really good. He's also really big. He's 6'7". He's a monster of a man. He's a tackle. He's a tackle that doesn't play guard.
It's 6'7", but it's just like twice as thick as everyone else.
Yeah,
he is.
Is he bigger than Mulata? I mean, he has been, right?
No,
at his worst.
Mulata is more stretched out.
Yeah.
Like, this guy is just, he looks more like Jason Peters in build, but he might even be bigger than Jason Peters.
That's saying something.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy's a mountain of a man. But here's the problem. So year two, he starts running into injury issues. Now, consider this reality. In his second and third year, he missed 33 out of 34 games. He missed all but one game. So here's what happens. In the opener of 2021.
And the injuries were.
Yeah, here's the deal. In 2021, in the opener, a teammate rolls up on his leg. And we know that happens to offensive linemen. The Jets didn't think he was going to miss the rest of the year, but he did. He never got back out there. So you had that issue.
Not a great sign.
All right. Then his weight goes to over 400 pounds.
Wow.
So then in training camp in year three, he re-injures his knee during training camp, does not play that whole season, requires major surgery. Then, after he had gotten that surgery and after he had that injury, he blames the Jets coaches for the injury, saying that their decision to switch him to right tackle put an added stress on the initially repaired injured knee. And so, like, now he's guy blaming organization guy. So then everyone's like, all right, enough of this, right? But they don't have a ton last year, so the Jets go back to him as he enters year four. He drops 50 pounds and, according to many, turned in a pretty good year trying to protect Aaron Rodgers. But here's a problem, John, because pretty good is only relative speaking.
Four plays.
Here's the deal. Right. Here's the deal, though. He committed 12 penalties, which was the second most in pro football, and allowed 12 and a half sacks. Like, Lane Johnson doesn't allow a sack in two seasons. This guy allowed 12 and a half sacks in one game, in one season. So, John, what are they getting Mekhi Becton?
Well, you're getting a developmental project who has actually started and played an awful lot. So it's a strange combination of factors here. He's got all the skills in the world, like the measurables. He just needs to be coached the right way, and Jeff Stoutland can work wonders with this player. I believe that.
And now, stay in shape.
Yeah.
Well, that's right.
He needs to.
Ruben,
you
know what I'm hoping for?
But he can be good here.
I'm hoping for a Jason Wirth situation, who was very injured, you know, early part of his career, and you guys believed in him, plucked him out, and then gave you, whatever, six, seven great years.
And part of that was knowing the player really, really well. And Pat had drafted him from the Baltimore Orioles years ago. He's like a, first or second rounder as a catcher way back when. And Pat knew him. He had this thing for him, and he was obsessed about getting him and got him for a really minimal price.
Yeah, I would say so.
And ended up, you know, we ended up paying him like $900,000 or something like that when he became a free agent. And he became Jason Wirth.
Yeah.
Oh, it's one of the great moves in franchise history.
It is.
No, it was a great move. And that's part of knowing the guy's makeup. Now, that hopefully they know this guy well enough to be able to, you know, to be able to motivate him enough to be a contributing back.
Quality player, yeah. All right, Ross Tucker at 7:40 on the NFL draft. Obviously, Sixers heavy throughout the show on the phones. Plus, the Phils lose last night. And Jeremiah Trotter Sr. talking yesterday on WIP about his son. We'll get to that and more up ahead. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
Hey, Delaware Valley, are you a seasoned runner? Are you thinking about running a 5K, maybe the Broad Street Run or a marathon? The physical therapist at NovaCare Rehabilitation will help you meet your goals. Whether you need a body tune-up or feeling aches and pains throughout training, NovaCare's movement experts work with runners just like you every single day. Trust their team to keep you on the road, healthy and strong. With more than 200 convenient locations in Greater Philadelphia and South Jersey, there is no better time to make NovaCare part of your healthcare team. When you sign up for your next race, they will help make sure you achieve your personal record. To learn more about the benefits of physical therapy or to schedule an appointment today, go to NovaCare.com. The Philadelphia Phillies choose NovaCare.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Baseball player?
Huge Cubs fan.
Huge fan.
He scores
like best,
the games.
Like best friend with David Bell.
Oh. Got a chance to meet him quite a number of times. This dude is a fan.
All right, but if he's not a Phillies fan, he's not cool.
He's a Cubs fan.
He's like a baseball fan.
He was at the World Series for you guys in 2008.
Correct.
Yeah. Because I actually met him for the first time.
He was the smallest dude I've ever met.
No way, really?
He's like 5'3".
Get out of here.
That's shocking.
It's so, unusual how that happens. And a lot of those musicians are just people.
And with monster voices, you know, powerful voices, Shakira, 4'11", maybe.
No.
Wow.
Maybe.
Never would have thought.
Tiny. Huh. Itty bitty.
Itty bitty.
But a queen.
Where's Ruben's mind going?
She's a queen. Oh, she's a great, great lady, too. Super nice. Yeah, awesome. And Eddie Vedder's awesome, too, dude.
You know what would have been good, James? If no one responded after Ruben said itty bitty and we just let it hang out there, like everyone just goes quiet, we make it real awkward
she's
on Ruben.
Yeah, sorry.
No, dude.
And I'm tiny. I mean, I'm shrinking exponentially.
215-592-9494. So the old dude shrink. You know who I did not know until yesterday? Because, John, you know every once in a while I'll bring you a birthday and say, we're getting older because this guy or gal has reached a certain age. We had another one of them yesterday. You ready for this
one? I got one for you, too, man.
All right. Give me yours. What do you got?
Lil Bow Wow.
Yep.
Posted something yesterday with his 13-year-old daughter.
That is,
Lil Bow Wow, who I remember, you know, Snoop, like running around, like knee-high to a grasshopper with Snoop, now has his 13-year-old daughter. He's 37 years old.
Yeah, that's
man.
A thing.
And he looks almost exactly the same. It looks like him, but now he's got this entire other human being who – he burst onto the scene when he was that age.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
All right, let me give you one more. Jerry Seinfeld, 70.
That blew me away.
I saw that,
70 for Seinfeld.
Oh, boy.
By the way, he looks great.
He looks bueno.
It's all good there, but I mean, 70 years old. So we getting old, folks. All right, let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Obviously a monster game tonight. We ask you a very simple question. Do you think they're already cooked? I mean, is this thing basically all but over and the fork is in the process of being put in them? Or do they have the skill and the will and the health to actually climb back in this thing? Look, I believe
toughness?
The Sixers can. What toughness?
Do you feel
still?
Good saying toughness?
Toughness is in the will category. Look, I think the Sixers can still do this. It obviously
do
is,
what?
They can win the series. It is not going to be easy. Odds are stacked against them. I mean, I will say this. The series. I'm going to give you.
I can't believe we've gotten to this point.
I'm going to give you two facts. Fact number one, the series has been really close. I know the 3-1 indicates 3-1, but the games themselves, particularly all three games the Knicks have won, the Sixers could have won them. It's
Joe,
been a close
Sunday's
series.
Sunday's game was highly entertaining until like the last six
minutes.
Well,
it's been a great series.
The whole series.
I mean,
it's been super fun.
Yeah,
it has been.
Physical. It was
so,
fun.
Yeah.
I was into it, and then it
totally.
Just went off a cliff.
No question. So it has been close. The other thing I'll say, and it kind of speaks to it being close, I believe the Sixers are more in this, and I'd say much more in this, than a team down 3-1 typically is. Now, look, I can't remember every scenario of 3-1 in Philadelphia sports history, and certainly not sports history in general. But I know this. We've seen Philadelphia teams down 3-1 before, and to me it feels like it's you're walking the plank, and I'm not there yet.
I get it, but I can't take the next step with that. You know, like I'm – yeah, I'm excited, sort of, because the Knicks, I don't think they're that great a team.
Right.
They're an incredibly resilient team, and they're tough-minded and everything else. I think that we are a more talented team with Joel.
They might not be, though.
If he can play the way Joel plays at his best.
Well, he might not be able to.
And that's a huge problem.
Here, let me give you one more problem, and then we'll get right to the phones. I want to play a piece of audio from the last game. Now, guys, we could have selected, like, 10 different moments. But I want to highlight these 15 or so seconds. What you're about to hear in the next 15 seconds, it's got to stop. Like, it's got to be over. Listen to this sequence from Game 4.
Brunson falling away. Can't get it to go. Hard the rebound. DiVincenzo. No. Rebound hard again. Another chance for the Knicks. And now they can essentially hold for a final shot.
Just winning plays by Josh Hart.
He has 11 rebounds now. Brunson flips it in. Plus the foul.
Ruben, that can't happen anymore.
I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah. Enough. What? Enough.
It's sick. Why would it stop, though?
And it really is. I'm not a huge, huge basketball. I'm a Sixers fan, but I'm not a huge basketball fan like college basketball. You cannot let that happen. How many chances are you going to allow it to?
Just such a hopeless feeling. We've gotten to the point where I expect the Knicks to fight until they get every rebound.
All series.
If we get that rebound, it's a shock to my system.
And some of them, okay. Maybe a little bad luck, but can you please out-rebound on your defensive side one time?
No,
and by
right.
the way, that can't happen.
By the
especially
way,
when you're
also
7'2 and the other guys are 6'5 and 6'7.
Can't do it.
Yeah. We got a 6'4 guy with 16 or 17 rebounds in Josh Hart. And,
can't expect
and by the way, the Knicks also blocked 11 of our shots. They blocked 11 shots.
Yeah, their hustle won the game.
They out-wanted it.
Yeah.
But, Joe, what
us.
Makes you think that will change? Like, we were four games in.
That's
they had their
I'm
backs
at.
Against the wall last game. Last game, we're playing that audio from game four. They're at home with the series essentially on the line.
Yeah.
You're going down 3-1. Like, why tonight?
Amen.
Well, listen, it's a good question, James. I would say this. I would just hope that the combined excellence of Embiid and Maxey would win out over the hustle of the Knicks. That's my answer. Like, I don't expect, James, that the Sixers will out-hustle the Knicks. I can only hope that in a series that only has three great players, and let's be real, guys, the series only has three great players. Matter of fact, it really only has three players that are what you'd even call, like, very good. Like, really very good. I just want those two guys to do it. But they also do need some help. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. We'll get to some audio here shortly of Trot Sr. yesterday, on with Spike and Ike and Jack. It was good stuff. Adrian right now. Good morning, Adrian.
Hello. We got two great players and one good player in this series. I think Morey just messed the team
Who's
up.
Who's our
so
good
bad,
player?
But...
Yeah, I was wondering that, too.
Maxey's a good player. I mean,
I see. So you're saying you're
I think Brunson
two
and Embiid are great.
Brunson and Embiid.
I got you.
Yeah,
it's just they're a step above.
So I mean, Morey messes up so bad with getting rid of Harden. And then get nothing back for him. And then the stuff you did get back when you traded
well,
that.
Hold on, Adrian. Hold on.
Right,
you stepped into my wheelhouse of something that ticks me off. before we go any further, guys, let's not forget this reality. James Harden was supposed to be a Sixer, and he refused to play. Like, he freaking screwed him. And believe me when I tell you, I didn't want to just use the word freaking there. He screwed the Sixers.
And Daryl Morey screwed, didn't know his...
He screwed Maxey, and he screwed Embiid, and he screwed millions of Sixers fans. He is a baby and a loser. He was under contract and chose not to report. He killed the Sixers. Now, it's more complicated than just that, but he screwed us all. Go ahead, Adrian.
Let me say this. If your boss told you, look, next year you come, I'm going to give you whatever, $10 million extra dollars on your contract and then renege on that stuff, what would you do?
You don't know that he reneged, Adrian. Here's what I think. Here, Adrian, I'm going to tell you what I think happened. I think Daryl Morey told him, hey, you take less, it's going to help us out. There's a, you know, we're gonna take care of you, but you got to do your job. And then he didn't do his job. He didn't show up in Game 7. Daryl Morey cannot possibly go to Josh Harris after freaking last year's Game 7 in Boston and say, let's give this guy $200 million. Can't do it. And by the way, the league spoke volumes with how people weren't that interested in him. I mean, what the Sixers got back for James Harden basically was a joke. They got a couple old guys and some draft. No, I'm not saying the draft picks are nothing, but they got nothing that really helps them this year. So, like, let's not lose sight of the fact he was supposed to be on this team. I hate that guy.
Let me just say this. We had Harden this year, we'd be up 3-1. And now it messes it up because now you might can't attract another superstar to come here just because of the way Harden left, saying that Morey was a liar.
Well, it does get
promising.
It's a matter of whether NBA players believe him or not. I mean, you got two different people who are not exactly, you know, the favorite of people. You got Morey in one corner, you got Harden in the other. You know, pick whether you believe one, both, or neither. Adrian, hang on. Give me an answer here. A sports story that doesn't involve the plane.
I got a great one for y'all, yeah. Man. Len Bias.
Boy, that's a big one. Len Bias, 1986. Sad. Unbelievable. All right, let's listen. Speaking of drafts, I hate to make that segue, but let's listen to, of course, the Eagles just had a notable draft the other day, and one of the factors is getting Jeremiah Trotter Jr. in the fifth round. Let's listen to Jeremiah Trotter Sr. He was on yesterday. Great interview. And by the way, Jr. was also on. Great interview with Ike and Spike in the afternoon. Here's Trot Sr. talking to the guys about his son.
Tell us what we're getting in this young man as a linebacker.
Well, first of all, character. Man, listen, man. You're not going to get a better character guy, better locker room guy than him. You know, and I ain't saying that's not other good guy's character, but I'm saying you're not going to find a better one. He's just as good as sports being in the locker room. As a football player, you're getting a player, man. He's been that way his whole life. I've trained him to be all three down backers. He's a three down backer. He can blitz, play the run, you know, coverage.
Johnny, tell me if this is an accurate statement. Tell me if this is accurate.
This is awesome, by the way.
Well, go ahead.
No, I just love listening to the proud papa.
He is very proud.
Who's saying, I've trained him to be an every down backer. This is a man who knows exactly what it takes to be an every down backer in this league. He's observed what it took to be an every down backer 20 years ago. He knows what it takes now. He knows how to prepare this kid. Just fascinating, though, to listen to him talk about it.
John, would you say that this thing with Trot Jr. is primarily going to become – because the skill set is there. Is it just a matter of whether his size can hold up? Is that a fair boil it down?
Yeah. 6 foot, 228 is – man, it's just a different – it is sort of like the current standard for linebackers, but it is like if you've got a guard on you – you know, in today's world, you're going to have guards that are pulling and trying to insert and cover you up.
I mean, think of Landon Dickerson.
Can you fight that? Yeah, right.
Landon Dickerson against
Trot Jr.
Exactly.
Fight Landon Dickerson off on a power play.
It's about his athleticism.
And I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. His play will show us the answer to that. He is so tough. I mean, like his dad, the key to what his dad did was when Landon Dickerson or whoever that guard was.
Right.
His dad would destroy that guard.
Right.
His dad would have been up in that guard's face for the entire game, up in those A-gaps, messing with that guard's mind and just blowing him up repeatedly. That guard was afraid to insert for Trot's dad.
Sure.
You know, now that he's going to have to use some of his speed, use his hands, you know, disengage. He's going to have to use the technique. where his dad could just use sheer size at 265 pounds to blow people.
Well, this is also where Jordan Davis is going to be very important, because you don't, you know, you want Jordan Davis to take up a bunch of guys inside there and let a guy like Jeremiah Trotter Jr. then fly to the ball and make the tackle. If Jordan Davis can't do his gig, then it's going to make it harder for Trot Jr. to do his gig. By the way, let's listen to more of Trot Sr., because he continued on yesterday, and I thought this was really good stuff.
Listen, he was built for pressure, man. I've trained him for pressure. He's built for pressure, and I've been telling everybody he's going to be better than me. And nobody don't believe me. nobody don't believe me, Ike. But all you got to do is just keep tuning in. Just keep tuning in to the game. Keep watching the games and keep watching him. And you watch what God do. Because I know what God put on the inside of him. I know what the abilities God gave him. And I know what God put on the inside of him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And this is no pressure for anybody. This is just, hey, I know who I raised. I know the work he's put in. And I know the work he's going to continue to put in. So going in, being a professional, this is not an adjustment for him. He's been a professional since he started playing the football, because I've taught him how to be a professional and what it takes to be great at your craft. He just got to continue to do it.
It's great stuff. It really is. Look, we're going to be rooting really hard for Jeremiah Trotter Jr. We'll also do more on the NFL draft coming up in about 5-6 minutes with Ross Tucker joining us. Let's go to Derek in Paoli right now. Good morning, Derek.
What's up? What's up, gang?
Hi, Derek.
Yo, real quick, though, I remember I had called a few weeks ago and I was saying, like, I hope Embiid shut it down, because in my mind, I knew this team wasn't built to make a run. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't get after it like that.
I thought it was worth trying, Derek. As long as the doctors don't tell Sixers management that you're going to wreck his career, I thought it was worth trying.
I'm not a huge Embiid guy. I do think he's talented, and I do think he loves playing the game. But I feel like when he goes out there and plays, half the time he probably shouldn't, because if he don't play well, because you saw after game three, I felt like in game three he tried to rally the Sixers. You know what I'm saying? He gave all he had. And then I felt like in game four, the other guys, they just sat around waiting for him to get 50 again. And I don't think he has it in him right now. Tonight he might have it in him, but I don't know. I got a question for John, though, before you cut me off.
What do you got?
So, John, when I'm watching the draft, right, because I know that, remember that the guy the Eagles get, what's his name, Jalen or something like that?
Yes.
So when the guys are sitting there watching the draft, waiting for the pick and all that, do you think the team should call them before they get picked or after? Because I'm watching it, and it kind of like, to me, it looks like it takes away from their moment, because they got to, like, step away and wait. You know what I'm saying?
That's interesting.
It is interesting. Yeah. Like, let them enjoy it on TV and then call them or something.
Well, I kind of like just like the reality aspect of all of it. I think you get a different moment in that call, just depending on when that camera can get, you know, rolling and operating. I find it all fascinating. You know, it's really cool to just watch these guys' lives change. Like Jalen Hunt, think about it. This guy was a safety. A year and a half ago.
A lot of them probably miss when the commish says their name, because they're probably, I mean, I don't know if it's 90 seconds before, 2 minutes before, but if they're in that, you know, celebration mode with their family and friends, they might not even veer back to, like, the volume of the TV might not even make its way through the noise of the family celebrating.
That makes a lot of sense. Like, I did not do the party thing. Personally.
Yeah, you're a blockbuster.
You're you. Yeah. You're a fullback guy. All right, Derek, give me an answer here. A crazy, notable sports story that did not involve playing sports.
The only I could think of was the earthquake with the World Series.
Oh, that's another
great answer.
Wow. Holy mackerel. Yeah, that was huge. Yeah. Gary in Whitehall right now. Hi, Gary.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are we doing?
Doing well, Gary.
Hey, when Ruben came on, his thoughts were exactly what I was thinking. The Sixers are like the Wizard of Oz. No heart.
Gary, I don't think it's no heart. I think that's being overplayed. I think there's a lot of guys actually showing heart. I think Tobias is not playing with enough heart. Look, I think Embiid's playing his heart out. I do.
Definitely. That's most definitely.
Hold on, Gary. So you said no heart, and you applied it to the team. Give me the players that you believe are not demonstrating proper heart. Buddy Hield, Tobias Harris, and who?
Everybody but Maxey and Embiid.
Not fair to Lowry. Not fair to Batum. Not fair to Oubre. Dude, Oubre's trying his guts out. He's only so good. He's not that good.
Unfortunately for them, they haven't been there long enough. That's the problem.
But that's a different – no, that's a different issue. And by the way, I'll say this. I had a friend say to me yesterday, my buddy that called us last week, John, the Knicks fan, and he made a point that I think is really on point. He's like, Joe, your team, he's like, they've barely played together. He's like, every year, Joel has all these new guys around him. Like, look at the Knicks. Now, granted, they brought some guys in at the trade deadline. I'm not pushing that aside.
Yeah, the core has been playing since
a long time. I mean, every year, it's the Sixers have, like, the same two or three players and then, like, eight new guys. Like, every year. Mm-hmm. So, I do think there's something from a continuity standpoint that's causing them serious problems. Serious problems.
The thing I have a problem with is a lot of people giving the hate on Embiid. What do you want this guy to do? He's giving you 35 – he's averaging 35 points a game this series. He's playing on a bad leg that he's dragging up and down the court.
Yeah,
half of his face is paralyzed. And he's giving you everything. I mean, he just came back after being out for 2 months, playing for 44 minutes. What more does this guy have to do?
I would love to see how – it works if he takes the brace off and tries it that way. I would love to see if and maybe it's
how much of a risk would that be?
We might be past the point where you can even try this.
Would that be scary?
I'm sure it is scary, and I'm sure that's why the brace is on. Joe, it is unprecedented to still be wearing a gigantic ACL brace for a knee that was scoped 2 months ago.
This is not in his head.
This is not the norm.
Gary, give me an answer. A sports story, but not involving the play in a sports.
1994, the L.A. Freeway police.
Already said. OJ already said. Give me a different answer.
Okay. I'm going to go a little tragic then. I'm going to go Pat Tillman.
Pat Tillman, yeah, that's another big one. All right, we'll talk to Ross Tucker coming up in about 1 minute here. Rube, give me a sort of big picture on the Phils. They lose last night. They had been playing great. I mean, things are in a good spot. Where are you right now in the Phils?
Yeah, unfortunately, they didn't have their big boys available yesterday to be able to close out that game, and you don't like losing games against teams that are inferior. That said, they've been playing tremendous baseball. I mean, they got a lot of things working on all cylinders. The starting pitching is maybe the best I've seen since 2011 or better. They are really, really good right now. They're going through a tremendous stretch. I love the way they're playing overall. Alec Bohm's been unconscious.
Yeah.
But I think it's more than that for Alec Bohm. I think it's a development in his overall, his overall career. He's a different player right now than he was 1 year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, because he's making more consistent contact on the pull side, and that is really exciting for Phillies fans. This guy's got a chance to be really, really good because he's a very good hitter.
And he's going to make a lot of money.
And he should.
He's getting close to that.
And he should.
Yeah, he should.
Make a ton of money.
By the way,
I hope he makes a ton.
Ruben, I am struck by, because, of course, you were general manager in 2011. I am struck by your statement there. First time I'd heard anyone say it. The possibility that this could actually be a better starting rotation than 2011.
They don't have the track record yet. Wheeler and Nola maybe a little bit. Suarez not yet. But Suarez has just been ridiculous. And you're talking about two out of three possible Cy Young Award candidates. That's pretty extraordinary. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
It's pretty extraordinary. And it's not. And one of them's not Nola. And Nola's pitched really well.
Yes, he has.
So you start thinking about going down the line. Now, you go to the next three. You go to the playoffs, and you have those three guys pitching the way they're pitching right now in a playoff situation. Dude, you got a chance to win a lot of games and be a championship team.
So Phils, obviously, they lose last night, but generally speaking, in very good shape. Sixers with a massive spot tonight. And the Eagles, the last couple days, very active with the NFL draft. For more on the draft, let's turn to Ross Tucker. He's an Odyssey NFL insider. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Download the free BetQL app. Do it right now. Get instant access to the industry's most advanced suite of sports betting tools right at your fingertips. A deep dive of the NFL draft with Ross Tucker. Good morning, Ross.
Morning. What's up?
Quite a bit, my man. I mean, imagine this. The Eagles get an A from many national draft analysts. It's 2 days later, and they're like a small topic in a sea of tons of stuff going on in Philly sports. All right, so, Ross, let's start here. Generally speaking, I think it's fair to say the Eagles got the best grade of any team in pro football. Do you think that's accurate? Like, do you think Howie deserves an A and deserves the top spot of all 32 GMs.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, so I believe that the Eagles process, without question, deserves an A. I mean, as you guys know, we don't really know how good these players are going to be. It's incredible to me. I thought it was one of the biggest surprises of the first round that at 22, no corners had gone yet.
Yeah.
I thought the Eagles might trade up for a corner. I thought they might have to trade up to like 16 to get the second corner. They got their pick of them.
Was he your top
22?
Guy, Ross?
I love them both, John. And ultimately, the more people I talk to, the more I like Mitchell. If you like everything about both of them, and the one guy is verifiably bigger and faster, it's hard not to go with that guy. I mean, he's bigger than Terrion Arnold, and he's way faster. Terrion Arnold ran a 4.5 something.
Yeah.
Quinyon Mitchell ran a 4.33. The thing is, if Quinyon Mitchell had a different uniform on last year, and it wasn't Toledo. If his uniform was Georgia or Alabama or Michigan, I think he's like a top 10 pick. I think it makes that much of a difference. My big thing, though, is we don't know what will happen with these players, but to start a draft with 8 picks and to end the draft with 9 players and 3 middle-round picks next year –
yeah.
In what should be a deeper draft. And here's the thing, Joe. It's not like, okay, they got 4 extra picks. It's not like they got 4 extra picks by always trading down. They traded back up to make sure they got Cooper DeJean. They traded back up to make sure they got Jeremiah Trotter Jr. That's the part that's so impressive to me. A lot of people can trade down and get extra picks.
Right.
But to trade down and get extra picks, but then still be able to trade up and get the guys you want, just really, really impressive.
So, Ross, tell me which of these is a more accurate statement. Cooper DeJean is a first-round talent, or Cooper DeJean is a second-round talent?
Cooper DeJean is a first-round talent. There are two reasons why he didn't go in the first round. Number one, he broke his leg in practice the week I was actually doing Iowa, Nebraska for CBS. So he's a great kid. I talked to him on the field before the game. And then the other thing is there's a little bit of, you know, this is a glass half full, glass half empty thing. The glass half full is that he's very versatile, right? And I think he could definitely play safety, we believe, could play in the nickel, can play outside corner. The glass half empty is, do we really know what he is? Because you guys know I always have Greg Cosell come on my show, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, and he had said, and this is weeks ago, right before the draft, he thought there was a little bit of stiffness to DeJean, a little bit of hesitation at times out of his backpedal. He was not convinced. He's not the only person I heard say this. He was not convinced that Cooper DeJean is an outside corner in the NFL, that he's fluid enough to be an outside corner. My guess is that the Eagles will start him there and hope that that's what he is. But I've heard people compare him to Eric Weddle, who was a tremendous player in the NFL at safety for like 15 years. But I think it's tough, Joe, to take a guy in the first round if you're not sure what position he's going to play. I mean, how do you do that, right?
Well, clearly a bunch of teams didn't, and he ended up being the 40th pick.
And how do you gauge this guy's like level of football knowledge to where you can adequately bring him along properly? You know, like if you try to make him your free safety slash strong safety slash nickel, you run the risk of overloading this kid to where he can't function.
Well, that was the theory on Scott Kingery. Now, I think it's different because Scott Kingery stunk with the bat, and I'll never buy that moving him from second to center to third to left to this like should have caused such a bad issue. I don't buy it.
That was a part of it. There was an absolute part of it. There's
you know
no
what?
Question
Hitter,
in my
grab
mind.
Grab a bat and bat.
No, it doesn't work that way when you have more stuff in your head. I talked about this on MLB Network yesterday about the kid Jackson Holliday. The kid's a shortstop. They made him a second baseman. It's the other side of the bag. They expect him to be the best hitter in the planet because he's the number one prospect. It's a difficult thing to do when you're playing in the infield, in the middle infield. You want comfort. Talk to Charlie Manuel about being relaxed, no tension, playing tension-free. Now you're playing 17 different positions, and you screw with the guy's head, and that's why he was screwed.
Well, Ross, let me ask you this. So, Ruben, that's strong. Let me ask you this, Ross. How much of picking a spot for Cooper DeJean do you think will be related to who they don't want to start? Meaning you've got Bradbury, you've got Maddox, and you've got Blankenship, all of whom have started 2 years in a row. Like, who shouldn't start?
Well, I would say this. I would be surprised if DeJean starts. That would surprise me. I think DeJean, they're going to put him a corner, see what he can do. I'd be really impressed if he's better than Slay or Quinyon Mitchell. That would surprise me. To me, those are like the top two guys. It would even be impressive to me if right off the bat he's ahead of like where Kelee Ringo is. I think to start, this is just my guess, it'll be Chauncey Gardner-Johnson and Blankenship at safety. It'll be Slay and Quinyon Mitchell outside corner and probably Maddox inside corner. I think Maddox is the nickel until and unless he gets hurt. I mean, if he's healthy, he's shown he can play pretty well there. To answer John's question, they're not going to move DeJean around. I don't think they're going to do that. I think they're going to start with him just being an outside corner and just see whether or not they think he can do that at a high level. And they're going to hope that he can. If he can't, then they take the next step, seeing if he can play inside or thinking if he can play safety.
Does Will Shipley look like a 4.39 guy to you?
Man, I did a Clemson game his true freshman year. He's good. I'm a little bit surprised how the last couple years went for him. He was a five-star recruit. He was the number two running back in the country. And his freshman year at Clemson, he was awesome and dynamic. He was even pretty good his sophomore year. I felt like he dropped off a little bit this year. You know what happened there? Their offensive line has been bad, and their quarterbacks have been bad. And I think that affected him, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we're used to Clemson having an awesome quarterback and awesome O-line and these huge holes. It just wasn't there for him. And unfortunately, I think that negatively affected his production. But I think he's a really good fourth-round pick as a guy that can be a change of pace. They like him out of the backfield, can probably help on special teams. That's one thing, guys.
You're a bigger fan than I am, Ross.
Well, they now have like five guys that are kick returners.
Yeah, I mean, that is pretty cool.
I don't know how they're going to pick which guy or two to put back there, but they've given themselves like five options.
So, Ross, Jalix Hunt, you know, Mel Kiper loves him. I mean, Mel Kiper referred to Jalix Hunt saying, the Eagles also got my favorite outside linebacker in this class in Jalix Hunt, and they got him with the 94th pick. Is it too early, though, for a third rounder? If you can't play effectively for a year or two, or can he play effective year one?
So that's a really good question, Joe. And to me, I don't love taking a developmental guy in the third round. You know,
I mean, his third and fourth years better be really good, because if he's not going to play much in year one and two, I mean, what value am I getting from the guy?
No, I think he'll play in year two. I mean, I think he'll play in year two. I need to do some more digging on him, because I'm still trying to figure out how a guy is at Cornell as a safety, and then he ends up at Houston Christian as a D. I mean, obviously the DN part of it, he just got bigger, but how do you go from Cornell to Houston Christian? You know, the thought process there is that a guy with his physical ability is never going to be in the third round unless they go to Houston Christian and they're a developmental guy. So I think rather than trying to take a guy in the first round or second round next year, because remember, Sweat's done after this year more than likely. You know, BG's done after this year. They need another guy to be able to play next year. Rather than feeling like they have to take a guy round one or round two next year, they're hoping that they see enough development from Hunt this year that he's that guy next year. I don't feel like we'd have to go through it. Joe, you probably know more off the top of your head than me, but it doesn't feel like the third round, you know, raw mold piece of clay, Davion Taylor type has worked out great for them.
Well, I'll put it this way, Ross. I don't remember many of them. Davion Taylor is one. I mean, maybe Chris Gokong maybe was considered one.
Curtis Marsh, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, it's just rare in the NFL to draft third round developmental. You know, I get round six and seven, but third round?
Well, and what that tells me is they really, really liked him.
No question.
You know, and not only that, the other thing that jumped out to me, they put a lot of stock in how these guys do at the Senior Bowl.
Yeah, the Senior Quinyon Bowl. Mitchell, was
I mean, there was 14 first round picks at the Senior Bowl, and everybody I talked to said Quinyon Mitchell was the best player in the game. Like, he was the best player down there all week. So any concern about, oh, he went to Toledo, he totally – any receiver from LSU, Michigan, wherever, he killed them all at the Senior Bowl. So he eliminated that. And then Jalix Hunt, you know, people thought he might get overwhelmed down there, and that was not – he probably went from being a fifth or sixth round pick at the Senior Bowl to by the end of the week, he was a third round pick, because he showed he could do it. He showed he could hang, and he showed he's not that far away.
Hey, Ross, awesome draft coverage these last bunch of weeks, my man. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's been so fun. Thank you guys so much for having me, and preseason games will be here before you know it.
You know it. The Ross Tucker Football Podcast, and Ross, of course, brought to us as an Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Download the free BetQL app. Do it right now. Get instant access to the industry's most advanced suite of sports betting tools right at your fingertips. You know, Howie Roseman, John, had given a pretty descriptive answer, more than he usually gives, pretty descriptive answer on his thinking of why to draft Jalix Hunt, which is probably the pick that's come most into question, meaning, you know, developmental in third round. What are you thinking? Here's what Howie said the other day.
What gives you guys the confidence that he can become an NFL caliber edge rusher?
Yeah, I mean, he's got freaky tools in his body, you know. He's an explosive guy. I mean, if you watch his best plays, he's doing things that are unique. He can bend, he can close, he can finish, he's long. He's an extremely smart kid, obviously, coming from Cornell, you know, and we feel like we got in a good edge rush group, you know. He doesn't have to come in here and you know, we're going to develop him like we talk about. This is a perfect developmental guy for us because of the tools in his body and his character and his work ethic, and we think we can really find something with him. But that's on us. That's on how he's going to work. And, you know, you can say, you know, well, that's the third round, and you're a good team. Why are you doing that? Because these guys are hard to find.
All right. So he's talking about freak athletes, hard to find. And, again, for what it's worth, make of it pro or negative what you want, Mel Kiper called him. This is right from Mel's write-up after the draft. Quote, getting my favorite outside linebacker in this class.
Well, it is really strange. Like, you look at the highlights of this guy, and the games themselves look different because the quality of the tape is worse. But you see him out there, like, pick off a pass in space in the flat, and it looks completely different than anything you're accustomed to, because this guy who once played safety has outgrown the position, and he's out there looking all 6'5", 255, picking off a pass in the flat, returning it for a touchdown.
But he's playing against Seltzer in May.
Yeah.
You know, he's not playing against John Ritchie.
So it's like, hard to evaluate it to a certain degree. But when you put that Senior Bowl tape on and you see him going one-on-one against the best offensive lineman in the country, this guy who once played DB, because it's all fresh in his mind, the hand usage. All right, we got to be strong with the slap and the rip and everything else. He dominates with those hands. He's got big, strong, heavy hands that are just the most beautiful thing in the world if you're a pass rush coach.
Well, look, we'll see.
For what it's worth, too, Jeremiah Adams is a 64th prospect overall as well. So that's like to feel like they got him at 80 somewhere or whatever, so 90 something. So
that's something.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.